Morning, everyone. Seems kind of lopsided here. For a devotional, I have chosen to read out of John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. A little bit of a introduction to why I'm doing this. The last 6 weeks or so, it seems like that's been a theme going back to Newport, and then Brother William also had a sermon on the authority of the Word of God. And I'm going at it from a different perspective. I wanted to see why it is that we actually can believe in the Bible. Why is it inspired by God? How do we come to that conclusion? Brother Hans, he had a topic over there on creation and how if we don't believe in creation, or if we can't prove creation, and if we take that out of Scripture as just, maybe there was more than 6 days in creation or something like that, then the Bible collapses because it's not all the inspired Word of God. So I guess we already know that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. We know it by there's just a lot of different proofs, and I was going to go over some of those proofs today. Number one was that the Bible was written over a 1,400-year span, over 40 generations, and over 40 people were authors. They came from many different walks of life. Give you an example, David and Solomon were kings. Moses was a political leader for Israel. At one time, he was also he was influenced by Egyptians. There were peasants. Amos was a herdsman. You had prophets, Isaiah. You had philosophers. Peter was a fisherman. Matthew was a tax collector. Luke was a doctor. And Paul was a Pharisee. And all these things, all these people were saying the exact same thing. It all melted together. And that alone is a statistical impossibility, that could happen by anything other inspired by God. And then I think in Matthew it talks about how Jesus went and said these things that we might believe. And the second thing is the prophecy. And this really is something that people cannot fathom because no one can prophesy. Like, you can't do that without someone telling you something that's going to happen in the future. There are roughly 2,500 prophecies in the Bible. 2,000 of them have already happened, and 500 of them have yet to happen or are happening at this time. To give you guys a rough estimate of how impossible that is, if 1 in 10 of those prophecies had come true, the chances of that happening is 1 in 10 to the 2,000th power. That is 10 with 2,000 zeros behind it. At least that's what I understood that anyway. And that's just 1 in 10. That's 200 of those prophecies come true. So how much more all those prophecies, all the 2,000 prophecies about Jesus or about the things in the New Testament that have come to pass already? And so we can know that the rest of the 500 prophecies will come true based off that. Number three, it is a widely hated book. Worldwide governments have tried to destroy it, have tried to eradicate Christianity through it, have even tried to distort scriptures so that eventually over time its power will be, it will go away and they know it will no longer become credible. And it hasn't happened. It is held up for 2,000 years under the scrutiny of atheists and many other leaders. You think of the Romans. Nero was trying to eradicate Christianity, and he tried to burn lots of the scriptures that the apostles were spreading around as propaganda, he said. The fourth thing is that history backs it up. We have forensic science nowadays, and we have archaeology, and many different things from Greek writings, from Roman writings, and other writings from the Israelis that, in like writings of Josephus and stuff, that back up that what the scriptures say. The number five, and this one kind of struck me a little bit. It's too honest to be human. Brother Brian had shared how Gandhi and a couple of those other philosophers had tried to reason that man is not inherently evil, that he can pick himself up by his own bootstraps, and the Bible clearly shows us that we can't. And no, at least one of those 40 people is going to say that that's not entirely true. But all those people come to the same exact conclusion, that we cannot do it on our own. And Christianity is pretty much, I believe it's the only religion out there that goes and says that people cannot do it. You need a higher power to make it work. And number six, this is the final one. For thousands of years, men and women have died for it. You think of the apostles, every single one of them died a horrible death, except for John, and I think he wanted to die, honestly. He boiled in oil, the Apostle John, I think, yeah, that's right. He was boiled in oil, and then he eventually wrote Revelations, where most of the other prophecies are. It's especially real to me because there's, you know, in hard times in life, you think of different hard things you go through, and I think of like my prayer life. Can I believe that God will come through? Do I believe that what Jesus said is true, that he will back up what he says? And he told Thomas, better it is for people to not see and believe than to see and then believe. But I confess that it's kind of hard for me sometimes to just not, if I don't have something in front of me, it's hard for me not to just believe it. And I'm very thankful that, you know, I can look at these things and see that God is a true and faithful God and that he will do what he promised. And I confess that there was a time in the last 2 months where I gave up on that, where I didn't want to pray. I didn't believe that it would happen anymore. And, you know, God showed himself faithful. But I still had a hard time bringing myself back to that. You know, it's very personal for me because what God did was amazing. And he did fulfill his promise that he does want to bring everyone back to his own. And I just want to be able to use this all the time. But I can go back and remember that God is faithful. The Bible is true. Everything about it is true. And that means that what is inside it has a real application to everything that goes on in my life. And I can go back to that always. Whenever there's a question, whenever there is a struggle, I can go back to the Word of God. I've heard it described before by someone who says that they, whenever there's a struggle in their life, they always go and say, we need rock beneath our feet. We need something strong that we can stand on, and that always is the Word of God. I'll just leave that with you. It was a blessing for me to study this. The last six weeks, I think when Brother William had shared about the authority of the Word of God, I wasn't really wanting to hear it because, you know, I knew that what he said was true, but I wasn't wanting to live that out in my life, because it just didn't seem like that was true at the time. I knew it was true, but I didn't feel like it. But that doesn't matter. The Word of God is not based off feelings. It's there. It's true. No matter what you're going through, it is true. And I don't know. It's just a real blessing to know that. Let's have a word of prayer.